Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's Roy Wood. It's Christmas time. This is Half Man, Half Beast, Chris Tarrant. The one thing I'm not doing is plugging my new book. It's called Ken's Furry Friends. So it's amused me. If you put an animal on television, somebody somewhere always rings up to complain. In the course of your duties as an interviewer, you can get bitten by a tiger, and somebody somewhere will write to the broadcasting authorities about unnecessarily blunting animals' teeth. But I couldn't imagine people actually feeling sorry for rats. Well, at least I couldn't until I met Ken the Rat Man. That was his job, down the sewer all day, every day, catching the blooming things. Now, it can't have been much of a job, but then he got this brilliant idea for supplementing his income. Do a cabaret act with them, strip to the waist, let them run all over his body. Better still, stuff them down his trousers. Better still, stuff them down the front of a pair of tights so the audience could actually see him running up and down his leg. A totally new concept in club entertainment. Brilliant. To say that bookings were on the thin side would be an understatement. People actually in the main didn't want to get their missus all dressed up with a new hairdo and sit her in the front row with a gin and tonic while some bloke stuffed rats down the front of his tights. Club managers in the main didn't actually rush to book him. But whenever he did get a booking, he was sensational. He had to be top of the bill. Nobody could possibly follow him. Women used to faint a lot and had to be brought round, and it certainly wasn't an act for anyone to go along who had a weak heart. I first saw it in some obscure club in Stockport somewhere. I couldn't actually believe what I was seeing. People all around me were screaming, half covering their eyes, yet like little kids sort of peeping through the gap between their fingers. And at the end, he always received this fantastic standing ovation. I saw him three times in all before I actually booked him. Great, I thought. Tarrant, super producer, I'll book him for OTT. After all, it's supposed to make people sit up and take notice, isn't it? It's supposed to get complaints rolling in, supposed to be a bit unpredictable. So we booked Ken for the weekend. Now, on balance, it was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. And the first problem was with Equity, the actors' union. Ken, surprise, surprise, was not actually a member, and technically he was supposed to be to appear on television. So we had to have this ludicrous discussion with a very nice lady on the telephone about what exactly his act consisted of, and whether or not, and this is the important phrase that they always use, if we use Ken, would we be depriving another actor of work? Hello, Sir John Gielgud. Yeah, I got a nice little number for you at the weekend. Yeah, it's £300. It's stuffing rats down your Y front. No, Sir John, no, it's not Taming of the Shrew. Yeah, common sense prevailed. Equity made Ken a member, and they called him Specialist Entertainer. So came the Saturday, OTT at midnight. Rehearsals went fine all during the day. Ken did his stuff with the music. He had this sort of Pied Piper's uniform he used to wear with these sort of extraordinary tights. The crews just couldn't believe it. They were all standing and cheering each time we had a practice. Lenny Henry was sitting next to me, banging his head against the wall in hysterics, going, I don't believe it. You're not going to put that on. You must be crazy, CT. You're not serious. Oh, no. I said, it's all right. It's going well. It'll be good. So the big night, the piano played, Ken's intro blared out, and in he came to face the unsuspecting audience. There he was, stripped to the waist in front of something like 8 million viewers, the great paunch hanging over a specially bought new pair of very see-through tights, and he started to stuff the live squalling rodents down his tackle box. The reaction in the studio was absolutely complete uproar. One woman just stood on the top of her seat and screamed and screamed and screamed until way after the programme had finished. Another bloke was laughing so much he actually bit a great chunk out of the back of his hand and had to be rushed up to the accident hospital pouring blood. And in the middle of all this, with 7 or 8 million people all over the country watching in spellbound horror, Ken's bottle went. With about 11 or 12 rats already kicking and squealing about inside his tights and biting like mad because of all the noise and the hot lights, Ken dropped one. Dropped a rat. As it raced around the feet of the screaming audience, Ken panicked. He swiped at it, tried to step on its tail, and somehow, in front of millions of viewers, gave it a toe-ender and towed it back into its little box. Ken had actually done something that, until that moment, I would not have thought was actually possible. He had actually managed to get people right across the country feeling sorry for rats. As we left the studio that night, the switchboard was absolutely jammed. I can never really understand the mentality of people who regularly ring up to complain to television programmes. I think they always switch it off. But on this particular night, we had some real Lulus. I never understand the sort of mentality of people who ring, but I mean, what you have to do is you have to dial and dial and dial right through the night until they eventually take your call. You can't just sort of leave it and leave it ringing. You have to keep redialing. And eventually we came back from having a meal, Carolee's and Lenny Henry and I, about something like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the bloke had phones in each ear, and they were still coming in and saying, yes, I'm terribly sorry. Yes, I will tell the RSPCA. Yes, I will tell Mary Whitehouse. Yes, there will be questions in the house on Monday morning. Yes, I will tell Lord Longford. But nobody amongst it all cared about poor old Ken's privates. Bitten to shreds they were. It was the rats that captured public sympathy. My favourite quote from a very long and increasingly silly night was the still seething gentleman who finally got through to us about 20 past four, And he wanted to dictate, well, he did dictate this message in all seriousness to our programme controller. Those magnificent animals should be free to roam the sewers and not force down any man's trousers.
And the last hour was brought to you by Chris Tarrant. You're listening to LBC 261 Medium Wave 97.3 VHF.
Aircheckdownloads.com.